Showcase episode number 30. The big 3-0.
Yeah.
We made it that far. Glad that you've been along with us. It's been an interesting ride. We started off kind of slow, and then we hit a big peak, and then we kind of ebbed a little bit, but I'm sure things will pick up again as we move forward. If you're listening to this on the 11th and it's before 7 p.m., you still have time to make it to our last live show. Weather permitting, I'm recording this on Saturday. It actually looks quite good. There's a little bit of snow. I don't know. I think the north. So at this point, we're still planning on having the show. And I'm releasing this probably by Saturday afternoon. So obviously, watch the weather. But I think we're going. It's 7 p.m. Sunday, December 11th. And we got Al Daugherty, Sardana and the Balloon Flames, Brandon Dennis, Jesse Moore, Tom Buckmiller, and Dewey Cantrell. And who knows who else may show up. It's one of those things where we if we find somebody that we try to fit them in, you know. There's just been the way we do things. It's an old saying I had when I was running the gym at the Whole Avenue back when Tom had it, that everybody plays. And if that means we went an hour past the time we're supposed to stop, then that's what it meant. So, you know, that's just the way we are, just being inclusive of everyone. So, hope to see you there. It'd be nice. I want to thank the Viking Swing Club for being supporting us with this on this. I wish we had raised them some more money, you know, it's just kind of the way it is with the blues right now. You know, where it'd be nice to have big crowds, but you know, kind of realize that you know, the blues and is just not it's struggling, and shouldn't be, given the way the world is right now. You think more people would be listening to the blues, but hey, that's the way it goes. We will continue on. So this is not the last show. You're nice. It's right in the middle of a bunch of live shows, because the next 2 weeks will be from the show we do on the 11th. So yeah, we're gonna have some good music for those of you here at home. So just doing it live, at least for the next few months. We're gonna take some time off and figure out what we're going to do. And I've talked to Jono and Doug, and so, I mean, we want to keep it going. We just don't know how or what we're going to do, but it will go. And so don't fret. Plus, we got some really cool shows coming up. I'm working on a Christmas show, and I'm working on a New Year's show. So, so plenty of good blues to listen to for those of you out there that are keeping the blues alive, because there are a lot of you, over 1,600 of you, over the last, over 6 months. So thank you. That's a lot of ears, and that's all over the world. So we know that people are trying to keep the blues alive. So tonight's show will feature Bob Pace and Tina Haas. This Tina Haas, a jazz and blues diva of Des Moines, and for the rest of the world, you need to know her, because she's amazing. She's in the Jazz Hall of Fame here in town, and I don't know why she's not in the Blues Hall of Fame, but I'm sure that day will come soon. She is just an amazing talent, has this ability to lead bands, which is something that, you know, the really good lead singers know how to get a band to do what they need, and she's one of them, so it's really easy to play for, and she just, she can do it all. So you'll enjoy that. And then Bob Pace, He also is a great guy, amazing guy. I think you'll enjoy his set too. He's a guitar player extraordinaire, songwriter, singer. He's pretty much sticks around the Des Moines area nowadays, but he'd been in Nashville and he's played in Memphis and other places. So we're kind of lucky that he lives here in town. So I think you'll enjoy tonight's show. I also want to apologize for my voice. I have been fighting strep throat twice now since I started the podcast, and it's had an effect on my voice. So if it seems lower than normal, especially during this show, it just seems like I go hoarse at the end of the night. And I'm seeing a doctor, so don't worry about it. But hopefully it will get back to normal here pretty soon. So anyway, hope you enjoy the show. I think we got a pretty clean ending, so I'm not sure I'll be coming back at the end of the night. So if not, have a happy holidays, and we'll see you next week on the Iowa Blues Showcase.
All right. Welcome back to Iowa Blues Showcase, episode number 30, unless gremlins get it, and then we're still in 29. Ha, 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 okay.
This one?
Yeah.
All right.
For those of you out there in podcast land, hope you had a great week, and thanks to the magic of post-production, we had this wonderful intro. And maybe there was even humor involved. Okay, probably not. And hopefully nothing offensive, but probably not. So anyway, ladies and gentlemen, our next guest, or our first guest, depending on if you're here or there, is one of Des Moines' legends in jazz and in blues. In the Jazz Hall of Fame, right? Yes, in the Jazz Hall of Fame. Probably should be in the Blues Hall of Fame and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Should be in every Hall of Fame. Ladies and gentlemen, Des Moines' legendary diva of the blues, Tina Haas-Finley.
No.
Nobody loves me. Nobody even seems to care. Nobody loves me.
Not true.
Nobody even seems to care. Speaking of bad luck and trouble, well, you know I've had my share. Every day, every day, every day, every day, every day.
Nobody's fault, but mine. Nobody's fault, but
Tina Haas, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Oh, man, I love when you sing.
Thank you, Tom Gary.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Thanks.
The Hall of Fame, that's a new thing, isn't it? Did that just happen?
Yes. Yeah, Jazz Hall of Fame, it just happened last month.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. So is there like a big like plaque or trophy? Or?
It sure is. Yeah? I got it at my house.
Oh, nice.
It's in a Target sack right now, but it'll be placed in some prominent place. It's very special.
Awesome. And I mean, you've always been in jazz, and you've also you've done a few plays. Because I remember you were at the Playhouse for a while, and you've done a little rock and roll, and you've done a lot of blues, and you're known throughout, you know, at least Central Iowa, and hopefully Iowa, and now hopefully the world because of the podcast. So what are your plans coming up?
Well, just keep making more music with as many people as possible. And I'm age 51 now, so I really want to just keep on growing and not settling on my laurels, so to speak. I say to people, nothing says aging like Hall of Fame. And so I want to keep growing and keep the energy going and doing new things with new and different people. And, of course, my old dear friends like the people in this room, too.
You're playing... When's your next gigs?
December is the time for a lot of holiday things that are private.
Oh, okay.
You know, the parties and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
But I've got some stuff coming up, like at Chuck's and Noche. I will be featured this month at Rob Lombard's Christmas Blues show at Noche.
Oh, cool. I didn't know he was doing a Christmas blues show.
Yeah, uh-huh. I'm doing 10 songs. So,
wow.
Yeah, so that'll be fun and other things, too. So it's going to be a busy month.
Is it Rob just playing solo on guitar, or is it the big band?
No, he's got a band. He's got a band with him for that night.
Oh, cool. Now, I've seen him with the big band. Is it the big band or just a four-piece?
Like a four-piece.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, that'll be... And what night's that?
That is Thursday, December 22nd.
Okay.
So kind of right before big Christmas weekend.
All right. So those of you at home, if you're in Des Moines area, come on down for that. That is going to be a big show. And Chuck's, Noche's downtown. Chuck's is up here on the north side on 6th Avenue. And they usually have music on, I believe, Friday and Saturday nights. So, and Noche's an awesome place. I haven't been there yet, but a lot of my friends play down there. So.
Oh, you need to go. I will be very surprised if you don't enjoy it.
All right. Well, you got another song for us?
I sure do. And I believe that I would like to do it a little bit funky soul blues. Funky soul 12 bar.
Okay.
Called If I Leave This World Tomorrow. If I leave this world tomorrow, I'm gonna leave a little love behind. Oh, yes, I am. Said if I leave this world tomorrow, I'm gonna leave a little love behind. Oh, yes, I am. But there's too much pain and misery, too much heartache, too much crime. Oh, 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 oh.
house, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you, band, for playing with me.
Hallelujah and praise the Lord. I'm ready. Ladies and gentlemen, the Backstage Boogie Band.
Hey, you want a book about Phil Keith's band in Des Moines? Then look no further than the Backstage Boogie Band. That's right. All the way out of Compton. Yeah, you can book them. It's easy. Just email rmoschetta@mchsi.com. That's r.moschetta@mchsi.com. Or you can check out their Facebook page. It's Backstage Boogie Band on Facebook. They will rock you all night long. And then they'll get funky with you. Get a hold of them today.
Okay, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to do a quick little song here with the house band, a little thing from the 1950s from Larry Williams. I believe it's from L.A. A little thing called Dizzy Miss Lizzy that was covered by the Beatles back in the 1960s. So. Thank you. Well, ladies and gentlemen, our last guest for the night is an Iowa Blues Hall of Famer. He has played, he's been around not only Iowa, but didn't you used to play in Nashville too? A little bit? Like all of us, we go somewhere else and try it out, and then we come back to Des Moines because we realize how good it is, ladies and gentlemen. So, Des Moines, one of Des Moines' legendary blues and rock guitar players, blues rock god, man, is Mr. Bob Pace right here, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you, Dick. Thank you.
Well, I don't understand this hip-hop. Rapping doesn't do it for me. Well, I'm just a child of the 70s, and pretty soon that's the age I'll be. It's a new world, baby. Lord, don't you know I don't fit in? Well, smart tops, laptops, twerking, Lord, tweets and Kardashian. Good loving was all I ever thought about, every night and every day. Now when I get done playing, I get more excited about a sandwich from Subway. It's a new old world. Timothy Leary, I could turn on and party all night. Now I'm as straight as the kids on Big Bang Theory, and I use a clapper on my lights. It's a new old world. Lord, and I just don't think I fit in. Here's the thing I know, a thing or two. That's what the blue pill commercial says. 4 hours would be a true miracle and give me cardiac arrest. It's a new old world. Thank you.
Sound. Round of applause for Mr. Tom Gary on the keyboards. Thank you.
Lewis, ladies and gentlemen.
Wow, B flat. Could you pick the better key for? Actually, not too bad for a piano player, but.
Well, you got to play with the horn players. They like B flat.
That's right, they do. There's a lot of black keys in that one.
For me too.
You've got your regular house gig at the Gas Lamp on the Fridays, and where else are you playing? Or
that's about it. No kidding.
Now, seriously, I would believe that in this town.
No, I'll play there at the Gas Lamp on Fridays. Do a lot of solo gigs these days. I'm having a lot of fun doing that. I'm kind of following Matt Woods and doing that kind of thing. It's enjoyable. Play with the Butter Cow Blues Band. That's Matt and I'll never remember names now. Scott Cochran, Matt, Dwight Dario, and Matt, and myself, and Malcolm.
Yeah, Malcolm I see Wells. Malcolm playing again. That's awesome.
Yeah, and we have a good time. We play together once a month, which is just perfect for that band.
Sure, yeah.
You know, two times a month, we start getting testy with each other.
Yeah, that guy, you know? I can see that.
Yeah. But once a month, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, well, this is a lot of talent right there on the stage.
And I got the Bob Pace Band, which is just me and my son, Nick, and... drummer from the Dangerous Band, Ben Williams Jr.
Awesome.
And we go out and play just wherever they let us play. You know, play blues and a little bit of country, a little bit of rock, and just whatever.
Cool.
I'm at that age where I can just kind of do what I want to do as long as I don't want to work too much.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you. You know,
but they let me play places once in a while.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Yeah, I've had a tough time booking blues. You know, and paid blues gigs. Some places will let you play, but then they want you to do doors or percentages and things like that.
You know what's funny, though? And I found this out to be true. I'll go into a place and say, I want to book my band, right? And they say, what do? You play blues? And we don't want that, right? And I says, oh, okay, well, sorry. Hey, I tell you what, I play Eric Clapton. And they go, oh, well, that's okay, you could do that. Okay. You know, I do a few Stevie Ray Vaughan tunes. Yeah, you could do that here. That'd be okay. That'd go over just fine. And, you know, I don't know if you care or not, but I do some Jimi Hendrix stuff, you know. Oh, that's just fine. You could do all that. Just don't do any blues.
Yeah.
I find that to be quite true.
Yeah.
I booked a lot of gigs off of that.
Yeah. No, we the Backstage Boogie Band, we use that to our advantage.
Yeah.
As one bar owner said, do we play blues? And I said before Rick said anything, I said no. And he goes, good, because if you played blues, I'd have to shoot myself.
Jeez. That's a little drastic, but yeah.
Yeah.
I run into that once in a while.
Yeah. So
I try to circumnavigate a little bit, just use a little psychology. Works pretty good.
Yeah, it's tough out there.
Yeah.
And then you're in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
So how long have you been in the Hall of Fame?
I don't know. 4 years, 5 years.
Wow. See, I left town and I was gone for a while, and then I just have kind of, you know, things became a blur. So
I got in the Rock Hall of Fame like 10 years ago.
Awesome.
As a bass player for a rock band in the 70s.
Yeah.
I don't remember the 70s.
You know, that's kind of a fun gig. I don't know if they pay you for it, but the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame up there, I mean, the ticket prices are crazy. I think I paid $20 for standing room only.
I didn't go. I had to work that night.
Oh, bummer.
Yeah, it really was. But I got a plaque, so it's okay.
Cool.
You know.
Yeah, it's up there in Okoboji in the at the park, the amusement park. It's old-fashioned amusement park, kind of like Riverview was here in Des Moines.
Right.
It's quite the shindig.
Oh, I'm sure.
And it's a lot of cover bands. For some reason, cover bands tend to do really well in the Hall of Fame there. So
seems like that. Yeah. I don't mind doing covers as long as I can put my own stamp on them a little bit.
Oh, I hear you. Yeah.
Don't make
them,
you know, the same as everybody else does it.
Yeah. You know. All right, got another song for us?
No, I don't think that's it for me. Oh, okay. One more?
Yep.
All right. He's not here. Sorry, sir. Yeah, that ain't going to happen either. Sorry. I don't do requests. I'm sorry. I'm getting kind of cranky and old. This is a song I wrote. I don't know about you, but I'm up like at 3 a.m. Watching infomercials and Animal Planet and stuff. And I saw one a couple of years ago, and it was an animal show, and it made me write this song. So it's about cougars.
Okay.
And it's called, what is it called? Good Looking Older Women. Thank you. tell you all what it is. Well, I got me a situation. Tell you all what it is. You might call it some kind of addiction. It ain't nothing that I wanna fix. Well, I can't seem to get a hand on the women in my life. Well, I can't seem to get a handle on the women in my life. No other kind can hold a candle. No other kind can burn as bright. I said a good looking old women are gonna be the death of me. Good looking old women are gonna be the death of me. Well, they can put a smile on my face that can light up a city street. Tom Gary.
Peace, ladies and gentlemen.
Hi, how you doing? Welcome to the Isle Blues Showcase. Yes, it is your showcase. The show of shows. The drink of drinks. Yes, it's amazing. And it's wonderful. And it's free. Just download us on Podbean. You'll be glad you did. Thanks.
And we're back. Welcome back to Isle Blues Showcase. This is the world's famous, most dangerous jam session. We got Harlan going to sing, and he's going to play keyboards. And we got Big Al sitting in on the drums. And, of course, our engineer, Doug Trammell, is going to play guitar with us, as well as John O. Smith. And Emil is on the bass guitar. And our regular drummer, Mr. Krantz, John Krantz, out here in the audience. So I think we covered everybody, and I'll make sure to tag everybody on the old Facebook. So if you're on Facebook, check that out. And we're on Facebook, Blues Army of Des Moines. And also you can listen to us on Podbean. That's podbean.com. It's the Iowa Blues Showcase. All right. So Harlan.
Yeah. One, two, one, two. Give me one more drink. I swear I won't drink no more. Give me one more drink. I swear I won't drink no more. Woman, I won't drink no more. Give me one more drink. That's why I won't drink no more. Woman, give me one more drink. That's why I won't drink no more. My drinking days are over since you walked. Drinking and partying all night. Remember you left me. I'll party all night. Came on that very next day. Nothing was wrong. Come on, Gary.
You got me high.
Thomas, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much. We love you. Love you very much, Des Moines.
Thank you, everybody.
Please listen to us next week on our podcast. And if you don't know again, those of you out there in podcast land, it is podbean.com. You can get us on iTunes or Google Play. And we'll be back next week. So thank you very much, and good night.